As how a lot of things start out on this show, this originally started out as a joke, and it has just spiraled into what I would say is now an institution and a tradition here on this show. And Kira and I just sit here, and usually I am bowled over, usually waves of different emotions come over me, as Kira reads to us her teenage diaries from when she was a young lady. So what I will do is, I will get you the melodramatic music. Kira will get out her diaries for us, and then she will read to us, and we will turn the airwaves over completely to Kira. It will be Kira, her diary, and the entire nation of Ireland, and it will be incredibly intimate and
surreal. Okay, no pressure,
surreal.
Chris.
Kira, that's what this is every week, and that's why I feel such an importance and an excitement when we do it. And I say it every week, if at any point, Kira, you perhaps feel like that it's all too much and that it's all a little bit overwhelming, none of us would blame you for stopping. I mean, none of us would. We would all understand, because I can imagine that it's very emotional. But what I will do is get you your music. I mean, here it is. So, Kira, whenever you are ready, please serenade us. Tell us what's going
on. Dear Diary, well, the weekend started out like every other weekend in our house. Friday night saw Mum giving out about the fact that she couldn't believe that Brendan Grace and Phil Coulter were on the Late Late Show yet again, which was followed by the usual spiel of why she was bothering to pay for a TV license when this was the sort of shit she was paying to see week in and week out.
How weird that shit.
But Saturday in our house was different. You see, Granny had gotten 3 stars on a winning streak scratch card last week, and I'd popped it into the post, convinced that Mike Murphy was going to call her name and that she would be a contestant on next week's winning streak. So the deal was that after Mass on Saturday night, we had to stay glued to the TV to see what her ticket be picked. Our house on Saturday night was like a senior citizen's Christmas party, with every old fogey that Granny had ever played cards or bingo with crammed into the house waiting in anticipation for winning streak to come on. Granny was certain that the priest had said a nice quick mass just so that everyone in the parish could get home fast to watch it. Neighbours that I didn't even know we had were popping in and out of the house at an awful rate, and of course I was on tea duty. I swear I made like 100 pots of tea. Tea is like old people's heroin. Seriously. I began to feel worried about Granny though, because the chances of her scratch card being pulled out were slim to none, and I didn't want her being embarrassed in front of like the whole neighbourhood when her scratch card wasn't pulled out. But she insisted that she got a sign from above that her ticket was going to be pulled out. I worry about these signs that Granny gets. Signs to her of 3 dolphins are spotted in the bay if she hears the cuckoo in March and not April. I can't make head nor tail of them myself, but whatever rocks an old person's boat, I guess. Winning streak had commenced. There was an obvious air of anticipation in the house. Mike Murphy introduced this week's players, had a quick chat with each contestant, and moved to play Treasure Island. There were claps for when one of the contestants won a car on like their first go, with people nudging my granny saying, "That could be you." I was totally embarrassed to be in the situation, and even more embarrassed for the sad saps sitting in the audience with banners looking like Egypts. Morto for them. Winning streak went to a commercial break and I was sent to make more tea. I felt like one of those girls in the Magdalene laundries, having to work hard against my own will for old people. But I suffered through it. Yeah. The ad break was over, things were about to get serious. It was the part in winning streak where they bring on a celebrity to pick out next week's contestants from the big drum. I kid you not, it was Phil Coulter. I thought my mother was going to have a heart attack. My granny, of course, saw this as a sign, as she has all his albums and loves his version of Carrick Fergus on the piano. So we all waited with bated breath, me feeling more mortified for my granny. First ticket pulled out and it was a man from County Meath. Second ticket pulled out and it's a man from County Cork. Third ticket pulled out and it's a woman from County Dublin. Ever notice how there's always someone from Dublin pulled out of the draw? Coincidence? I think not. And then, I kid you not, Phil Coulter, as clear as day, reads out my granny's name off a scratch card. I don't believe it. I actually don't effing believe it. Our house erupts. Cups of tea go flying. Pieces of Barnbrack Mikado biscuits are flying through the air. The house phone starts ringing. More neighbours are running into the house. My granny is crying and saying, I'll finally meet Mike Murphy. Some of the older women look totally jealous about this, by the way. We never get to hear who the final contestant is because there's a full-blown party underway in the house. My father's taking out the whiskey and the sherry and the cans of Guinness, and it feels like the whole village is in my living room. Then it dawns on me. Oh shit, I'm going to be expected to go and like sit in the audience with a banner and say some sad shit like, "Yeah, we're really proud of her," and like talk about ourselves and shit. I'm 17. My street credit is ruined. I can't be seen on TV. I just can't. Oh my God, how am I going to get out of this? This will ruin my life. My life is over. Screw you, Phil Coulter, is all I can say. Screw you. School on Monday was just how I anticipated. The news that my granny was going to be on winning streak was actually announced at school assembly.
Wow.
They even had the third years making banners for our trip. Lucy and Rebecca were slacking the shit out of me for most of the day. And my English teacher wants me to write an account of my big day in RTE for the school newsletter. How has this turned into more work for me? Rebecca and Lucy were like, think of the money your granny will give you when she wins. Wait a second. Money? I was so caught up in the fact that I'd be making an ass out of myself on national TV that I'd forgotten about the money. Oh my God. My granny could actually spin the wheel. And then we'd be rich. Or she'd be rich and I'd start to be a super awesome granddaughter. We were due to go up to Dublin the next day to film the episode. Turns out it's a pre-recorded show, not live. Who would have thought? The village committee had organised a 35-seater minibus up to Dublin. And I swear, I haven't seen old people this excited since Michael Collins was on in the cinema. Off we headed with packed sandwiches and flasks of tea with a quick toilet stop at Hayden's Hotel in some place called Ballinasloe. And we arrived at RTE. I don't know what I expected when I arrived there, but it wasn't what I expected. No celebrities anywhere. We were all ushered in, banners and all, to Studio One. Granny went off and took her position with the other contestants, and we settled into our seats in the audience. I must note, we were all wearing t-shirts with my granny's face on them, and I made sure that mine was extra tight, because if I was going to lose my cool teenage rep of being a sad sap on winning streak, then at least I'd be the sad sap teenager with the great boobs. Then all of a sudden, there he was, with teeth as white as when you wash your whites with Daz, Mike Murphy. It's fair to say, dear diary, that Mike Murphy is indeed a ride. Before I knew it, we were filming. The audience is cheering and Mike Murphy was starting to chat to the contestants one by one. First up was a farmer from Meath who was doing the show for a sick wife in hospital, blah, blah, blah. Then some old man from Cork, blah, blah, blah. A posh woman from Dublin who better not spin the wheel. And then Granny. My heart is in my mouth, firstly for her and secondly because I knew at any minute the camera would be aimed at the audience and I would wave my banner like I didn't give a shit, which I totally did because of the mortification of it all. I heard Granny say she planned to go on a trip to Medjugorje if she won some money on Spin the Wheel. And then Mike Murphy asked her who she brought with her in the audience and then the camera is pointed at me. And I don't know what happened, but suddenly I'm standing up and I'm shouting at the top of my lungs and waving a banner like there was no tomorrow. It was like an out-of-body experience, dear diary. The rest of the show passed in a blur. Granny picked County Galway on the Treasure Island map game and got through to play the goldmine game. She got eliminated on the third go, but still managed to win €10,000, along with the €5,000 she already had. Finally, it came to spin and win time. Six numbers. Three are blank and three reveal the letters win. Then the contestant numbers are put into a bubble. The posh one from Dublin's number came up twice. She drew a blank, then got the letter W. The farmer from Cork's number kept on coming up. Granny's number four didn't see the light of day and it was from the farmer from Cork who eventually went on to spin the wheel. I didn't want to admit it to anyone, but my trip to the Winning Streak studio has been the most excitement I've had in a long time. The adrenaline. This must be what sex feels like, dear diary. The minibus down from Dublin was actually a great crack and I was happy for my granny. She was like a mini celebrity and even got mentioned at Mass on Sunday and she got her photo taken with Mike Murphy.
Wow.
She did say that she wishes she won Irish punts instead of this Euro malarkey, but sure, she's happy with her lot. But she does plan on donating some money to the leaky roof and the sarkistan in the parish church. In my own head, I was like, screw the leaky parish church and what about your poor granddaughter?
Yeah.
But I decided against saying anything. And even though my street cred is probably almost completely gone after this programme airs on Saturday night, I really don't care as I supported my granny and got a day off school where I totally like avoided double mats. Anyway, good night, dear diary. Love, Kira.
Wow, that was amazing. Let this music finish. Akira, that was phenomenal. Seriously.